Blog Talk Radio.
A little less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart and maybe satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music. Dig to the summer breeze. It's a groovy night and I can show you how to use it. To come along with me and put your mind at ease. Hey! A little less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Shut your mouth and open up your heart. And baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking. Come on, come on.
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 Don't procrastinate, don't articulate. Girls, get late, you just sit and wait around. A little less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Shut your mouth and open up your heart. Now, baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Satisfy me, girl. Satisfy me, baby. Satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Satisfy me, girl. Satisfy me.
All right, guys, welcome. Chris Chadwick right here for another episode of Let the Smoke Roll, Barbecue and Food Show. We are proud to be here, and we're going to talk a little Q tonight and just have a good time. I'm glad to be back on the air. Seems like something is going on about every week, every Wednesday, something's happening. And I just had to make time and sit down, and we're going to talk a little barbecue tonight. We welcome everybody to call in. The number to call tonight is 929-477-1792. Again, that number is 929-477-1792. We got to give Brent Galloway and Ken Phillips a big old shout-out right here at the SCA, State Cook-Off Association. I tell you what, we are proud to be right here on the SCA Radio Network with them. We're proud to be talking barbecue, food, events, whatever we want to talk about, we do right here on the Chris Chadwick Show. Always a good time. I do love talking to everybody across the country. We've got pitmasters from one end of the states to the other. And I tell you what, we just have a great time right here. We are expecting a few people to call in tonight and talk a little Q. We're coming in at 8 o'clock tonight, a little later than usual. I hope it gives everybody some time to sit down, unwind, get them something cold to drink, call in to Chris Chadwick Show, and let's talk a little Q. That number again is 929-477-1792. We are live. Chat room is up. So, guys, I would love to have you. If you want to call in, I'd love to talk a little smoke with you, talk a little barbecue, talk events, talk your product, talk your team, your brand, whatever you got. That's what we're going to do. I do want to recognize all my sponsors, as always. I tell you what, we've got a fantastic group of sponsors here for Chris Chadwick, Hog County Cookers, Let the Smoke Roll Show. I tell you, we've got a tremendous amount of respect for each one of these companies, some fantastic people in these companies, and they do have some awesome products. And it's just easy to represent these companies because of their products and how they conduct themselves and how they operate their businesses. We want to recognize Green Mountain Grills. I tell you what, guys, I've used my Green Mountain Grill for several years now and put it through the ringer. And it is just a one-tough, well-built machine. It's heavier than most. It's simple to use. It operates 100% on the money. Every time I've used mine, it's just a good product. Now, I tell you, if you're interested in a Green Mountain Grill, real simple, easy way to get to the nearest Green Mountain Grill is just go to greenmountaingrills.com, find a store locator, and it'll take you to whatever dealer is closest to you. GreenMountainGrills.com. Look them up on Facebook. Like their page. Green Mountain Grills it's just a valuable asset to your barbecue arsenal, I'm telling you. We also want to give a big shout out and a thank you to Tim Seals of Mule Tough Manufacturing. They have the Mule Tough Rotisserie Smokers. I tell you what, Tim is a fine pit master, exceptional craftsman, built some quality rotisserie smokers. Give him a call at 573-620-3699. We're going to do a live one-on-one with Tim here in the next few weeks and just get the complete lowdown of the Mule Tough rotisserie. They have two different models they build, that a 6-shelf rotisserie and a 5-shelf rotisserie. These machines are very efficient. They are an offset, very, very thick steel, so they do hold their temperature. And I'll tell you what, this fine machines. We went head-to-head several times, and he is a fine cook and got a fine machine. Mule Tough Rotisserie Smokers, 573-620-3699. Well, Hog County Cookers, when we go out on a competition trail or do a huge event, do a fundraiser, whatever we're doing, we're always heating our pit with Frontier Lump Charcoal. Frontier Lump Charcoal gives us the heat we want, gives us a good burn time, and it's just so, so beneficial to a good quality cook. It's just hard to beat product in our pit. Frontier Lump Charcoal, look them up on Facebook, like their page. They've always got something going on. They're in about every Tractor Supply, I believe, now, and as well as Lowe's, Dollar Generals. They're across the country, across the nation. Frontier Lump Charcoal. So we want to give a big shout-out to Mean Green Cleaner and Degreaser. Now, this is something that we take out on the trail. We use at home in the laundry room, or we use in our shop. Mean Green Cleaner and Degreaser is a fantastic grease cutter. It cuts film, it cuts smoke, especially if you're out on the trail trying to keep your trailer clean, your setup clean, your coolers clean. Mean Green Cleaner and Degreaser does that with ease. Mean Green Cleaner and Degreaser. Like their page as well. We'd love to hear from you. If you're ever close and you see Chris Chadwick out at a competition, come by, I'll give you a bottle. You can't beat that. We also want to give a big shout out to our local sponsor, Best One Tire, right here in Jackson, Tennessee. Best One Tire is a huge passenger vehicle service, from tires to oil to front end alignments to brakes. Service your car front to back. Best One Tire, commercial tires, resident passenger tires, industrial tires, lawnmower tires. They've got any kind of tire that you need. Best One Tire, right here in Jackson, Tennessee. I want to give a big shout out to Junior Riss and Junior's Rub for Grub. Junior has been he's just like a brother to me. He has been a sponsor from day one, get go, from since he started making and producing the rub, and I've been using it ever since. Junior's Rub for Grub, look him up on Facebook. Give him a like on his page, check him out, get in touch with him, and just order some rub. Try it out, because I guarantee you're going to love it. And he's got also a new one, Pay Dirt, and I tell you what, it's money on brisket. Junior's Rub for Grub. I do want to give a big shout-out to Chops Power Injectors, Mr. Dan Yodel. He has got a fantastic injection system that he has built, has won many awards with it. It's convenient. It's easy to use at a competition. If you're catering and got 100 butts to do or 50 briskets to do, whatever, if you're injecting a lot, if you've got a commercial restaurant and you're injecting your meat, you need to get your Chops Power Injector. look him up on Facebook. That's KansasCityBarbecue.com as well. Chops Power Injection Systems. I do want to say thank you to Raider Red Meats right there on the campus of Lubbock, Texas. Raider Red Meats has a fantastic meat shop, retail meats right out the door. The hoof in the back, come in hoof in the back and come out top shelf beef. Raider Red Meats right there on the Texas Tech campus. Give them a look them up on Facebook. Check them out. Order you some beef from Texas, some genuine Texas beef right there out of RaiderRedMeats.com. Guys, I'm going to go back to my studio board. I've got some callers in here listening. Guys, welcome to the show. If you want to be queued in, just push 1 on your keypad. That'll let me know if you want to get in here on the action. We'd love to have you right here with us, right here. Chris Chadwick, Let the Smoke Roll Show. Call in number 929-477-1792. Let's get this caller queued in right now and welcome them to the show. Caller 803, you're live with us. Who we got?
What's going on, birthday boy?
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm pretty good. How about you? You feel any older?
Man, I do feel older. I've been in the house all week.
Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
I feel older.
I do.
I tell you.
Well, I just wanted to call and say happy birthday to you and tell you how much we still love you and all that good stuff and hope everything's going well your way with the family and everything. And the Hollis Hall crew wants to wish you a happy, 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 happy birthday. And,
man, I sure appreciate
we love you,
that.
Brother, and we love you and always loving, you know, listening to your show and everything, my friend. But I ain't going to hold you up much. I'm going to kick back and listen to you and see what goes on. And Matt Alexander, if you are listening tonight, congratulations on you and Tammy's store down in Texas. That's Kiss My Rack, if anybody wants to know, down around Texas. Y'all go and visit. They got lots of grills and lots of ribs and sauces.
Well, I tell you what. Matt and Tammy are some really fine people. And Bud, their dad, I think the world of him. And congratulations on their new store. And I tell you what, that ought to be a perfect place for Harley's Hog Sauce to be.
I'm going to send some down that way just as soon as I get a chance. I'm going to let them give them a couple weeks and let them kind of get things settled down. I'm going to call down there and see if the price point's going to work for them. And we're getting in... hopefully getting them Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens down in Columbia, South Carolina. I just got in Grillbillies up in Raleigh, North Carolina just recently. And so anybody call Grillbillies and ask Mr. Joe about us and get you some Meadow Creek products and some Myron Mixon products and some wood and just about anything else you might need to do with your grill if you're up around Raleigh, North Carolina cooking. I know some of these KCBS guys will be traveling that way, so stop by and see Mr. Joe at Grillbillies. Mr. Chadwick, I'm going to kick back and listen to you, my friend. I love you. You have a good evening. Love the family up that way. I hope everything's going good for y'all, and always enjoy speaking to you, my friend. Good evening.
Well, I tell you what, I sure appreciate you calling in. It's great to hear from you. You know, it's been a pretty rough year. We've had a lot of things going on, just a lot of work, and I've neglected the show a little bit simply because it's hard to do it all. And we just keep it going right here, and we're fortunate enough to be on and have some fantastic barbecue family. You got to give a big shout out to the SCA, Mr. Ken Phillips, Mr. Brett Galloway. We're broadcasting live right now on the SCA. State Cook-Off Radio Network. So, I mean, I'm thankful to have them. And hopefully we'll get Brett to call in here in a little while and tell us about where the next event's going to be. This was just today. I said I've got to do a show. I've got to get back in the swing of things. I've got to get back and talking to all my friends that call in and listen in because I'm missing it. We're just going to keep working it and keep promoting Harley's Hog Sauce. We're going to keep promoting Matt and Tammy Alexander. We're going to keep promoting the SCA, the Tennessee Barbecue Association. We're going to keep promoting the KCBS, the IBCA, the Memphis Barbecue Network. You know, May is barbecue month, National Barbecue Month. We're in it right now. May is the kickoff of National Barbecue Month. And there's a lot of things going on this month. I know Memphis in May is right around the corner. It's big. It's the world championship. It's one huge event, and I wish them all the very best luck. That's next weekend. I wish them all the very best luck. I don't know if I'm going to make it down there this year or not, but that is one huge show. If you ever get a chance to go to Memphis, Tennessee, you've got to go to Memphis in May one time and experience the Memphis in May cook-off. I tell you, it's wild. It's big. It's huge. And it's fantastic. It really is. It's a fantastic event to see. I know you got Beale Street right up on top of the hill, so there's plenty to do in one area that can keep you busy for 2 or 3 days straight, no sleep. I'm telling you, it's that kind of wildness, craziness, and it's just all kinds of stuff going on there at Memphis in May. But these teams are setting up and working hard and cooking their hearts and souls out. And you got to give them all a big shout out. Just like any team that goes and gets out on this barbecue trail and cooks, it's hard. It's not for everybody, and we just continue to do what we do because we love it. It's not because of the money, because you know you're not going to get rich quick on no barbecue competition. That's for sure. But it's the love of the sport, so that's what we do it for. So. What's next for you? You doing any catering or any competitions? You got anything lined up?
Yeah. Got a couple weddings coming up. We're getting ready to do a strawberry festival down here this weekend. And we're going to hang out with some friends and kind of burn up a few things and let everybody else drink a few subs. I'm going to kick back and kind of man the grill and do the designated driver thing and try to make a couple dollars, and Lord, we got a bunch of stuff coming up, man. There's a big car show down in Myrtle Beach, be next weekend. We'll try to ride down and hang out and cook a little bit down there with some friends. Latter part of May, there's another Bass Pro Shop event in Concord, North Carolina, which I think KCBS has got a little bit of something going on up there, some demos and stuff like that with some of the cooks and maybe a little competition thing going on up in Concord, North Carolina.
What is that?
Concord, North Carolina, Bass Pro Shop.
What is that? Do you know a date on that?
Going to be somewhere around the 27th, I think it is.
Yep.
Right,
okay, well,
the weekend.
I'm actually going to be right in the middle of it in the world's largest Bass Pro Shop in Memphis, Tennessee, at the Pyramid.
Oh my goodness.
The world's largest. Yes, I'm gonna be letting smoke roll right there at the front door on my big old pit and passing out barbecue and sauce and
pickles. There you go. Well, so that's kind of what we're doing down here. Johnny Young, which is Carolina Smoking John. He's a real good friend of mine, he's a real famous dealer too, and like I said, he cooks some good barbecue. I'm going to go hang out with him and see if I can assist him a little bit and some of the friends. And I don't know if anybody knows. I don't know. You'll have to go to Mr. Carl Lewis's website at the Big Show Cooking School and see if he's got any places left at his cooking school. I'm sure he's going to do another one after he does this one. That is the world famous Mr. Carl Lewis with the Big Show Cooking School. And he does a lot of cooking on Myron Nixon cookers. And he's also, this time, we're going to do, I think Mr. Carl's going to get Mr. John Haney from Alvaron Custom Grills is going to let him use the Alvaron hog cooking. Is going to teach a little hog class, whole hog class with it this time. Yes, sir. And I think they cover brisket, chicken, ribs, and pork butts. And this time I think they're going to cover the whole hog also. But you go to Big Show Cooking School or Carl Lewis at Big Show Cooking School and look
yep.
it up. And like I say, he's going to be putting on some schools over here in North Carolina at the famous Booger Branch, John Boyle Billy's Booger Branch.
All right. Well, I got that wrote down. I'll have to check that out. Carl Lewis Big Show Cooking School. I'm going to check that out and see
yes,
what's
sir.
Going down. That sounds
yes,
pretty cool. We just had so much stuff going on in April and May, March and April. It's been crazy.
Oh,
and,
yes, sir.
I mean, it's just been crazy. And I'm trying to slow down just a minute where I can regroup because this month of May, we have two, if not three, competitions to do. We're going out on the 28th, which is a Saturday, to cook at the Pyramid Bass Pro Shop. That is the newest, biggest Bass Pro Shop I guess they've got. It's got a full lodge in it on the third floor. It's got a restaurant in it. It's got a lake inside it with all their boats floating in it. The first and second floor is full of merchandise. I mean, it's huge. And you can take an elevator to go up to the very tip top and go out on a glass, I believe it's a glass viewing area at the top of the pyramid. So it is crazy. I mean, it's really nice. So we're going to do that. We're excited about it. We're excited about that. We're going to take some pictures and just go and have a good time. I don't meet a stranger and shake hands and pass out some barbecue, and really looking forward to doing that. We've also got a wedding that same day, so all my crew is going to go and cater the wedding while I'm down there. So we've got a full May, and then we're just not even got into it. We hadn't got into it yet, and we've already got a full one to do. So I got a lot of things happening, so I'm excited about that. Guys, now the number to call tonight, 929-477-1792. We've got several people in the studio room, and all you have to do is push one to get queued in. Hang on. We've got somebody else here that wants to talk. We want them to talk. We want them to be in right in the middle of things. Caller 469, you're live with us. Who we got?
It's Brett Galloway.
Brett Galloway. Welcome.
Good evening.
How's it going, Mr. Brett?
I'm doing good. What did I step in the middle of? I just tuned in.
Dude, I tell you, we're just talking a little barbecue, and we've got the mic fired up tonight and trying to get knock the rust off of us. And we're talking right now, you know, KCBS is doing a thing in cooperation with the Bass Pro Shops.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing demos and passing out barbecue, and there's a few teams doing this, you know, all over the country. And actually, we were talking. He was talking about somewhere where in South Carolina or North Carolina?
Concord, North Carolina. And
North Carolina.
Next weekend, they're going to have the car show down at Myrtle Beach, and they're going to be doing about the same deal down in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. It's a big car show
all
down
right.
there. And go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go on. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, I was just saying, all these Bass Pro events all over the country, I mean, the smoke's going to be rolling all over the country at all these Bass Pros. And I'm going to be at the Pyramid on the 28th, and we're going to be rolling smoke right there in the front door of the Pyramid at the Bass Pro Shop. Have you seen that Pyramid Bass Pro Shop, Brett?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever heard about it?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, Memphis has a pyramid. I mean, they built it years ago for concerts, and I mean, it's full-size pyramid. Well, that's the largest Bass Pro shop in the nation.
Okay.
It has a full lodge on the third floor. It has two full floors of any kind of merchandise you want. It's got a lake in the center of it. It has all their boats floating in this lake in the center of this pyramid. And it also has a restaurant in it. And,
okay.
I mean, it's killer big. And we're going to be cooking barbecue and serving barbecue at the front door on the 28th of this month. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're just going down and just trying to, you know, any kind of contact like that's a good contact, wouldn't you say? You know, anytime you make a good contact, and it's just the way to roll.
When I saw they released that, they're not big in Texas. There's probably six or eight KCBS in Texas. I may be off by one or two, but there's six or eight of them in Texas. So I thought the ones coming to Texas were a brilliant idea, especially with some of the turmoil IBCA is having here in Texas. It's a perfect time to come in into the state and really try to expand.
Right.
I thought it was smart.
Well, you've got the Bass Pro Shop's really not big there in Texas either. What is it, Gander Mountain or?
No, Bass Pro's big here. We've got
okay.
Two or three of them in the DFW market alone. We have two of them.
Okay, all right.
Gander Mountain's a little smaller here. Cabela's is kind of in the middle.
Gotcha, Cabela's. That was the other one I was thinking about. Well, that's what we're going to be doing, so we're going to get in the middle of it. And have a big time doing that. And I know you. The next SCA event. When is it? It's this weekend, isn't it?
Jeez, they're every weekend. Yeah, it's. I'm going to be running a SCA event in Plainview on Friday night, Plainview, Texas,
okay.
Which is out in West Texas.
I've got
Ken, the mayor, is going to be running an SCA event in downtown Greenwood, Mississippi, on Friday night. And then in Roanoke, Texas, on Saturday, we have a steak cook-off as well here in Texas.
Awesome.
So we got three events this week and I think three next week, including Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
So,
are you headed back to Amsterdam this year?
Yes, sir. Somebody had to do it, and Ken and I decided we were the ones to do it.
Well, bless you. I feel for you. I know that's going to be just terrible to go to Amsterdam. And that do a steak cook-off there, I tell you. Yeah.
Well, it's in conjunction with
awesome.
The Tony Stone.
Right.
The Tony Stone is the largest barbecue cook-off in Europe. So we're
that's
excited
awesome.
To be part of it. Hope for a good turnout.
Well, I remember when we were talking about last year. I mean, last time you went, you know, we were talking about that Amsterdam cook. That's that is rocks. I'm telling you, it rocks. It rocks. it's a full time. Your passion's turned into a full time job, hasn't it?
It has. I mean, that goes on. Gosh, next week actually. But then in May, I'm on Amelia Island, Fernandina Beach, Florida. The next weekend, we fly to Vancouver, Canada, to run an event, and then the following weekend is. Oh, anyways, there's a couple events that weekend, and then the last one's in Keller, Texas on the 28th, which is it's a double points event, so it's one of those can't miss for the teams.
Sure. Yeah, that's you've got a lot of point chasers right now, don't you?
We do.
Several teams. Yes.
Pelican has jumped on board, and they're sponsoring the points chase. They're sponsoring the ring. The winner of the points chase gets a huge Super Bowl type ring, says SCA points champion, and now we're trying to finalize a deal today. It didn't go through, but we've got another big surprise coming for the points champion as well.
That's awesome. Well, that's exciting. I mean, it's always exciting. I know it's a lot of work, and you've got to love it to do it, and it's a huge job. But you've done a fantastic – you and Ken both have done a fantastic job with it. And I know you've worked your butt off. And hats off to you, man. You're doing a fantastic job.
We appreciate it. We're growing. You know, we had 47 last year, and I think this year we're going to it looks like we may jump over 90 this year. We'll see. I booked an event an hour ago. It's called the The Last Chance Steak Cook-Off. It's the weekend before our championship. So the guys that haven't got in yet, the winner of that event will qualify and go to the championship the next weekend.
Well, they better get on board if they want to qualify for the championship. That's for sure. One more shot.
It was a big show last year. We had $7,500 for first place, paid out over $15,000. And, we had Gary Allen played the event, and we had a smaller band on Friday. Wade Bowen, I believe. But anyway, we just booked Scotty McCreary on Friday night, and then Saturday we're going to have Pat Green.
That's awesome.
So it should be a big show.
It's
a big celebration for the cookers. They've earned it. They've earned their way there. We do a big dinner on Friday night. Every team gets a call, bring them up to the stage with their walk-up music, and kind of everything I wanted as a cooker and didn't happen. We're trying to do that for the teams.
Well, I completely understand how that is. That is, if you've never been to an SCA, guys, you need to cook a steak. You need to cook a steak comp because you're going to really enjoy it. And the way it's so relaxed, it's just fun to do. You kept it fun. You know how sometimes competitions aren't fun because they're so damn stressful. And you're under the gun and you're trying and you're trying. And it's hard to do. But the steak cook-off is fun. And that's the key, keeping the fun in it. And I think a lot of people, they really go hit the competition trail really hard. And I mean, hit it hard. I mean, 3-4 competitions a month, which is insane. The expense and the hardship it does to you. So, it's insane, and they get tired of it after a while. They burn their stuff out, and then they don't want to cook anymore. But see, with a steak cook-off, it's a lot. It's not like that.
We've changed a couple things.
That's awesome. That's good. We've got another caller in queue. Caller 706, you're live with us. Who have we got?
This is Jim Berg.
Jim Berg. Hey, Jim, how's it going, brother?
Killer Bees Barbecue.
Man, we're good. We're good. We just can't complain. Not going to complain at all. It's good to hear from you, Jim. How's it going with you, brother?
Still recuperating. Just getting stronger every week. We got a couple competitions coming up and everything, and we're going to get back in the realm of that. We're going to do one about every other weekend, not too far from the house, kind of keep it close. And went to the doctor 2 weeks ago. It'll be 2 weeks this Friday. He gave me a bill of health and said, "You're on your own now." He said, "If you need any meds, whatever, give him a call." But he don't want to send you back in his office. So he said,
that's a blessing. When they don't want to see you, that's a blessing.
He said, "Your miracle be alive." And he said, "It's a miracle that you can come this far in such a short period of time." So I've been out working with my guys a little bit and operating some machinery and stuff, trying to get back into the groove. You know, about 5 or 6 hours a day and walking a lot. And so I don't have my walker anymore, don't have my scooter anymore, and been doing pretty well, getting stronger each week. And I just wanted to call in. I know you got a big following and everything, and want to thank everybody for all their prayers and support and everything us going through this horrible ordeal we got stuck with. And we just want to thank everybody for the continued support and prayers. And, you know, I'm not done with this thing yet, but, you know, I'm climbing out of a hole.
Well, that is a blessing. It's a blessing to hear from you, and I'm so proud you're doing so much better. No one knows trials and tribulations until it actually hits them, you know what I'm saying. And
and bless your heart, you had your share of it, and you're, I'm proud to hear you doing so well. You get back into cooking groove, and just don't overdo it, and just keep recovering every day. That's just a blessing. I'm just proud to hear from you.
It's you know, we've been thanking God every day. First, I thank God for my wife, because without her, I wouldn't have made it through this. And, you know, like I said, the support from the barbecue community has just been overwhelming. I mean, it's just been, I mean, I can't even begin to fathom and even tell y'all what everybody's done for us and everything. And like I said, we're going out this year to thank everybody personally if we can, and, you know, go that route and let it be heard, you know, that we, you know, we're living life one day at a time right now. You're not promised tomorrow. I'm living proof of that. And, you know, we just thank God every day that we're alive. And I tell everybody I'm still vertical, so compared to being horizontal.
Amen. You got it. You got it. That's great to hear. That's great, Jim. So, so a couple weeks, you going out on a trail?
Actually, I don't know how many listeners are on this side, but we're sneaking out this weekend to do the Jiggy Piggy up in Concord, up in Kannapolis, North Carolina.
Right.
A lot of people don't. We're keeping the secret, me and Eddie, and a lot of people don't. We're going to go up and surprise a lot of teams. You know, a lot of those teams in North Carolina put a big benefit in Rathlon for us back in July. And, you know, I was still, you know, I didn't get out of the hospital until October, so I was on my back for about 6 straight months. So it's kind of hard for me to get out and talk to people and stuff like that. I just kind of disconnected myself from the outside world. And, you know, it's kind of funny because I'm ironically funny that I'm reading, you know, my memory things on my Facebook post that Jan put out there because, you know, I was still in ICU this time last year. And I get to see all the posts that everybody put out there and her updates on me and everything. It's just, it's kind of overwhelming sometimes when I read some of the posts, what other people put out and everything. It just, you know, it just proves that, you know, this is one of the best, if not the best organization to be a part of. And, you know, it really gave me faith back in humanity. Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Who's this?
This is High School Kitchens with Holly's Home Slow Smoking Barbecue.
Well, how you doing, Holly?
I'm good, buddy. I just want to say on behalf of the Holly's Home organization, the Chuck Pierce organization, and all your KC Lewis brothers and sisters, we love you, and we are so glad that you and Miss Jan are back on the top shelf. And I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag, because I might sneak up there and hug your neck if I get a chance to myself. And like I say, on behalf of the Hollis Home organization, and you're a good friend, Mr. Chuck Pearson. And all the good members gang out of North Carolina, that was there to benefit. And like I said, we love you with all our hearts, and God bless you, and God be with you on your journey coming back, my friend. We want to see you get that world championship again at Jack Daniels.
Well, we're going to try to earn a way. Like I said, we appreciate everything y'all have done for us. And you know, I wouldn't be here, honestly, if it wasn't for all of y'all. And like I said, we just thank everybody from the bottom of our hearts.
Well,
and,
you're very much welcome, sir.
Looking forward to seeing a lot of people this year, and you know, hug their necks, and you know, just thank them. I mean, we can't thank people enough for what they've done for us.
Yes, sir.
But we're gonna sneak up there and try to surprise a few people.
Well, I won't let the cat out of the bag. I promise.
We got a few of them we're going to do close to home. You know, we're not venturing out too far. So we'll see how it goes. But like I said, I've been getting better each week. And, you know, hopefully I continue the road to recovery and get back up to at least 80, 90% of where I was before I went in. So it's hard to when you lose, you know, 90 pounds and you're trying to build your strength back up. I never heard anybody tell me to eat more and gain weight. So I think it's never heard that before in my life.
Well,
you're in the right organization to gain some weight back, or we're going to feed you, fella.
Oh, I know. It's I've got my appetite back for the most part, and that was a big thing. And, you know, like I said, we're improving each week, and mentally and physically, and, you know, we're going to try to stay on the path of progress and recovery and everything. And, like I said, I wouldn't be here if it weren't for my wife and all y'all. It just really made me fight and, you know, survive this ordeal and, you know, not give up. So,
well,
yeah. Amen.
I just wanted to, like I said, Chris, I just want to wish you a happy birthday and, just say thanks to all the listeners out there who had a hand in helping us out and everything, and the ones that have been praying for us and everything. You know, God is an awesome person, and he really looks out for us, and, you know, he's there whether people believe it or not. And, you know, like I said, we just look forward to seeing everybody this year, and we're not running for points or anything. We're just going to go out and have a good time and do the ones that we love, and, you know, see a bunch of y'all. We missed y'all for a whole year, and, you know, it's tough when you miss your family. You're used to seeing them, you know, 30 weekends out of a year, 33 weekends out of a year, and then, you know, just get cut short and cut off with no, basically no communication with any of y'all. Really takes a toll on us mentally, but like I said, we're getting back out there, and we're gonna see a lot of people and, you know, have fun. But if you ever make it over by this way, Chris, give me a shout, and, you know, maybe we can hook up and get together and do a competition, or, you know, at least eat dinner or something one night.
Chris Chadwick, where'd you go?
See you, Wade.
I'm right here, guys.
I'm sorry, my phone went on mute there, and I apologize for that, but we'll get on this trail, Jim, and we'll hook up, and yes, sir, we'll cook together or whatever we need to do. I'm looking forward to it. I thank you for the birthday wish.
Well, you're mighty welcome. Like I said, it's, you know, a lot of times you take them for granted, but I tell you what, after this ordeal, I don't take nothing for granted anymore, even the little things in life. Just, you got to learn how to just get up out of bed. You know, it takes you a week to learn how to do that and 3 months to learn how to walk again. It really puts things in perspective. And like I said, it's been a tough long road, and we still got a long road ahead of us. But, you know, we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Hopefully it's not a train, but we can see a light at the end of the tunnel. So we're going to keep reaching for it. And like I said, I appreciate all y'all's prayers and everything y'all have done for us. And, Holly, if you come up there, feel free to come by. And, you know, we're hugging everybody this year. It's just been one of them years. So,
I know you're right. So, when you have yourself a good one, have your boss ready for us, and stay in the top of the line and jump on you just a little bit more. So, we want to see you fat and sassy, and we want to see you back on that top ship. And we love you, my friend.
We love y'all too. Chris, take care, buddy, and have a good week, buddy. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right, Jim.
Thank you.
All right, Jim. Thank you, brother. Good to hear from you. Call anytime, my friend.
Okay. I will, Chris. All appreciate
right.
it, man.
Awesome. All right. Man,
have
that just one. Makes good. You two are the same. But guys, that just
right,
makes
buddy.
Me feel good to hear. It makes me feel good to hear Jim and know he's getting to do some of that stuff and getting to cook some, and he's back working some. That's just a blessing, and I'm proud to have him as a friend and a fellow barbecue brother, and just like y'all, you know, it's important to have his family, you know, because you know how this whole world is, and you know, a lot of people are jealous of what we have right here, just to be honest with you. What we have right here, this this brotherhood and sisterhood, this camaraderie. A lot of people don't have that and don't never, ever get any. Don't ever have it. So we've got a lot more than, you know, we've got a lot to be thankful for, period. And we're thankful for Jim, and we're thankful for all y'all. And I mean, we might not have everything we want, but you know what? That's a want. That's not a need. And we have, you know, I don't know none of us much doing without our needs. And just, you know, when you got your health and you can get up every day, that's really a blessing. And I'm just like everybody else, sometimes neglects that, and we just can't neglect it. We've got to realize what we've got. And I know, Brett, you've had some back issues, haven't you? How are you doing?
I'm doing better. I had a medial block about a week ago, and it's getting there. But I'm feeling a little better, so that's good news.
Yeah, especially, yeah, because you get down on your back and as much going as you go, man, that would not be good either. So you need to uh-huh. stay on top of that and take care of yourself. I turned 50 Saturday, and I don't know what to think about it yet. So I'm still working on that. And you know, I'm still working on that a little bit. Well, thank you. That is an accomplishment.
It's an accomplishment nowadays.
Yes, it is. Guys, the number to call tonight, 929-477-1792. Appreciate each and every one of you listening in, calling in. If you want to talk, just push 1. That'll cue you in, and then I will turn the mic on and have you in the house with us right now. We have got Brett Galloway of SCA and Haskell's Kitchen in the house with us tonight as well. So we want you to call in, join in if you want to, talk a little queue. We've got a few more minutes to talk some barbecue. Brett, anything else that you can think of right now? Have you had a good steak lately?
Yeah, I've had a couple. You know, I haven't personally cooked a steak in months, but I've had some real good ones.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, I tell you, we do it. We cook all this food all the time, and we don't eat it. I did an event at the university this past Saturday, and we fed 600 people, and we had some fantastic food. I'm telling you, I'm just not saying that, but I didn't want any of it.
You know, the biggest highlight to running an event is when in our package to the promoter, they're supposed to provide us a lunch. And when that promoter provides me a Subway sandwich, makes my afternoon, I have to tell you. I'm eating something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I kind of like them stand up weenies in a can and a pack of toast cheese crackers and a RC cola myself most of the time.
I'd take it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man, you just get tired of eating barbecue. You done fed 2,500 people, you hunting a bologna sandwich, bro.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, you don't want any barbecue, that's for sure. Well, I know Memphis in May is next weekend. Yeah, it's next weekend, and that's going to be one big show. I know it's going to be something else to see. I don't know if I'm going to make it or not yet. I'm trying to finalize my plans. We're either going to be cooking or we're going to be going to Memphis in May. So, one of the two things, and then we've got a wedding to do, and two other competitions this month, and then a Bass Pro Shop. So that's going to knock me out for the month.
Yep.
And then in June we've got a competition here in our hometown, which I have to do, and we'll also win that competition, and then. Actually, I'm going to take a vacation this year, and we're going to Florida in June.
There you go.
And then at the end of June, isn't there a cook off in New Mexico, or are you doing an SCA in New Mexico in June, Brent?
No, we don't have one out in New Mexico in June.
Well, I might be wrong.
We actually don't have one in
New
Mexico this year.
I don't know. I might get to come down to Texas for a little while. I know I'm not going to be able to make it in August to the Raider Red this year. My daughter is getting married that weekend.
She'll miss you at the wedding, I'm sure, but we'll have a good time at the cook-off.
Yeah, I tell you what, they've already threatened me with that deal. I'm telling you, I know.
Yeah, that doesn't fly.
Oh man, it doesn't. But I tell you, it's heartbreaking. It's in two ways. My daughter's getting married, and I'm missing my Texas trip. It, you know, that's two ways. You know, I'm getting the double barrel of heartbreak right there.
True.
It is true. It is the gospel. It is really true. But we'll make it somehow. We're going to make it up. I'm going to get down there to do something. I just don't know what yet, but I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm telling you. I'm just coming. I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but I'm headed that way. Well, I don't know what else to talk about tonight, guys. If y'all got anything else you want to – we had several people call in and listen in and been in the board, and you know, this is the first time in a while since I've been able to do a show. Now, are y'all doing a Ribeye Radio show tomorrow night?
No, our show's next week. I believe Tim is going to fill in for me because I'll be in Amsterdam. But I believe we'll have a show next week. We messed around this week and tried to do a Blog Talk Radio show. And then we tried to do it live on Facebook as well. We learned a couple lessons right off the bat. If you're on Blog Talk, they can't hear the caller on Facebook, so we fixed that pretty quick. But there was no fixing the fact we didn't have enough bandwidth. So we learned a valuable lesson, and we may ramp up in a couple weeks and do them both again with more bandwidth. But it was kind of neat to do, but we're not. It'll be a couple weeks before we're back on that.
Well, keep me posted. You know, you can always post events. I don't see them. You know, I don't know what it is, but the more people you get on your friends list, I think the less you see anymore.
Yeah,
but I don't know how you follow that. I don't know how you follow select one. But if there's ever anything you want to share on my stuff, share it or tag me in it, because it'll go out pretty good, you know. So just, you know, that's just like an unspoken rule for me, you know, especially my close friends. You know, if they've got something they want to share, put it on my page, because, I mean, do it. But I appreciate you, and I'm ready to see you one of these days, sooner than later. And if you come this way and I can get there, I'm going to go. So,
all right.
You know, like I said, if you come this way in Tennessee or somewhere close, Kentucky, I know you went to St. Louis. When was that? St. Louis.
That was, oh gosh, in
April. A few weeks ago.
Yeah, so it was a little bit back. We went, there was three events that weekend too.
It's crazy.
No, I know.
Well, that's awesome though. That's awesome.
Yes, sir.
Well, I tell you guys, just holler at me if you need me. If I can help, you know I will. If I'm able, if I can, I will. And y'all have a fantastic night.
Appreciate you having
me on. Well, shit, I appreciate you having me. You know, anytime I do anything, I will. That's just the way it is. So take care of yourself, get feeling better, and holler at me if you need me.
All right, buddy. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Brent.
Take care, Mr.
Galloway. Have a
good night. Be good, buddy. Mr. Chapman, have a good evening.
Yes, sir.
Have a good month, and we love you, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, holler back anytime if you need me. Like it goes for you, too. So anytime I can do anything for you, let me know.
Hey, you too, my friend. You got my phone number, and I got yours. The info.
All right, brother.
All right, love you, man.
Take care of yourself,
bye.
And good night. All right.
Bye.
Okay, guys, it's Chris Chadwin for the Let the Smoke Roll show. We have been talking with some fantastic people tonight. It's always a pleasure to have. It's always a pleasure to talk to my friends from all over the country. They're just they're more like brothers, as you know. We say friends, but they're more like brothers. We just have a fantastic time with them. It's always good to hear from them and hear what's going on in their neck of the woods. You know, it is what it is, and that's what we love to do right here. I do want to give a big shout out to Brett Galloway again and the FCA State Cook-Off Association for allowing me to be on their radio network. I do want to recognize my sponsors as well again, because without your sponsors, guys, it's challenging and hard to do. And I'm thankful to have all of my sponsors. We'll start off with Country Boy Wood Pellets right there out of Kentucky. Look them up on Facebook. If you need wood pellets, especially hickory pellets, they've got them. Country Boy Wood Pellets, as well as Mad Cow Cutlery in Texas. Mad Cow Cutlery has a fantastic knife, the Jero knife, and it is a fine commercial knife. It's perfect for the barbecue trail, the kitchen. And what's really nice about them, the quality, they're built well, they're very economical. So that's Mad Cow Cutlery, Jero Knives, JeroUSA.com. We want to also give Raider Red Meats a big shout-out right there on the campus of Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Got to thank them so much for the quality briskets that they help us out with. Also, their jalapeno cheddar sausage is rock star. We want to give another shout-out to Junior's Rub for Grub. Daigle's barbecue sauce, I tell you what, if you've never had Daigle's, I know it's getting very popular across the country now. We continue to use Daigle's weekly, and Daigle's is a fantastic sauce. Daigle'sBarbecueSauce.com. We also want to give a big shout-out to Mean Green Cleaner and Degreaser. Frontier Lump Charcoal, Green Mountain Grills is always, if you're in the market for a pellet cooker, go to greenmountaingrills.com. Chomps Pile Injectors. Chomps has got a fantastic injection system. Will save you time and increase the quality of your product. If you're injecting product, get you a Chomps Pile Injector. We want to give a big shout out to Talk Texan Barbecue Products, Philip Lujan. He has sent me some fantastic stuff. I'll be posting that. I know Daigle's Barbecue Sauces has a new glaze out, or they're working on a new glaze. They sent me some new glaze just not long ago, and I'm going to post a little about the glazes, a cherry, a habanero, peach, and also a pineapple. And these are some fantastic flavored glazes that complements their sauces to a T. Also, that's one tire right here in Jackson, Tennessee. Invite them to your next blowout. If you're listening in, local guys, you need your car serviced, you need tires rotated and balanced, you need a tire, you need a front end alignment, you need a set of brakes. That's one tire in Jackson, Tennessee is the hookup. We just got to give everybody a big old shout out. I do want you to check out Mule Tough Manufacturing. It's Mule Tough Rotisserie Smokers at 573-620-3699. Mr. Tim Seals. He will be more than happy to talk to you about a fine rotisserie custom built pit for you. This is Chris Chadwick. We're going to let the smoke roll. We're going to get out of here and hope y'all have a fantastic night. We're going to finish it up with a little of the King of Rock and Roll right here. Elvis Presley.
Stop, look and listen, baby. That's my philosophy.
Yes, it is, though.
It's called rubbernecking, baby, but that's all right with me.
Stop,
look and listen, baby. That's my philosophy.
Yes, it is.
It's called rubbernecking, baby. Oh,